Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice. We also have Dr. Kim and Michelle on. And we welcome you to the show. Our phone number is 266-200-4169. Press 1. That puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because then that makes this your show. We're calling from Costa Rica, and we just got through rappelling down a cliff and climbing back up, and we've just done all kinds of things today that we've never done before. So anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Michael, and welcome to the show.
Welcome. Delighted to have this space with you. We're honored, and it's a privilege to be speaking with you today about the ancient Aramaic tool and technology of forgiveness. Our work together is that of learning how to put an end to the cycles of pain that create and cause so much insanity and suffering in the world. And the tool for putting an end to those cycles is the tool of forgiveness. Now, our culture has taught us that forgiveness is about how, because of course the pain that's in my life is all your fault, I should forgive you. That's what our culture teaches us. You caused all this pain inside of me, this rage, this fear. You made me angry. You made me afraid. You hurt me. You made me sad. That really upset me. And as a culture, we've been taught to live in denial. We've been taught that we have no responsibility, that the cause of what's going on inside of us is something outside of us, and that is the most gigantic lie that was ever told. I think it was Hitler that said, if you tell, make the lie big enough and tell it off enough, people will believe it. Well, we've just about culturally bought into that lie. We're here to reverse the lie. We're here to tell the truth. If you're in pain, if you're in trauma, turmoil, sadness, grief, rage, fear, or any other words I could come up with, there's something going on inside of you that you don't know you're the cause of. And the way you find out, and the way you remove that which is going on inside of you, is through the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness. It's a step-by-step how-to process, how to go inside yourself and remove what never belonged. If you've never had that thought before, if you're new to this technology, if you're new to Mind Shifters Radio, our call-in number, of course, is 646-200-4169. We'd love to hear your voice. And if you'd like to access directly, freely, the tools of forgiveness, you're welcome to go to our website, which is www.whyagain.org, O-R-G. And in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a link that says Start Here. If you click that link will tie you into the how-to. There's an explanation of how to start to use the worksheet process, and there are at least 6 radio shows there where we've walked somebody through the whole process. So you've got 6 different one-hour refinements on how to use the tool. Many people say, well, how do I do it? How do I do it? How do I do it? And then when I say, well, have you listened to the shows on the how-to? Well, no, I just want you to tell me. Well, we're here to support you, but those shows are there to give you the refinement. And they're free. They're MP3s. You just right-click on them and save them where you know where they'll be on your computer. Open them. You can transfer them to your iPhone, to your, you know, your Android phone, whatever it is, and listen. And as you begin to use the worksheet process, I expect you'll come up with questions. And we are here to create support for answering those questions. We're appreciative of the fact that we have this technology today. I can only imagine what it would cost if we were doing this 20 years ago. But here we are sitting in the jungle in Costa Rica, talking to you all over the world, wherever you're calling from. And as Jeannie said, we just finished doing a rappelling course and a zipline course in the jungle here. Just absolutely awesome. So we're delighted that you're here to share with us. And we invite you to access that technology and put it to work in your life. And we look forward to hearing your calls, your questions, your thoughts, and whatever it is that's going on in your mind. And so, Dr. Kim, how are you today, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. I'm curious as to how things went in the prison yesterday. We had our support group last night, and it's once again just an absolute blessing and a privilege to be surrounded by those people. Another very, very powerful worksheet happened, and it stirred up lots of stuff for most everyone else in the group, and there were testimonials about the power of the group and the benefit in people's lives, and it's just a huge blessing to be part of that process. So I'm curious if Rex or Michelle are there and want to talk about what happened in the prison yesterday.
Do you have any specifics to share with us from the support group last night, Dr. Kim?
We watched the second half of the lecture. Did you hear what I think I said? And in talking about that process, several people had questions about where they would use it and with whom, and whether or not they would use it in casual conversation with someone or just leave it for relationships. And we discussed how you might use it for yourself, just to be clear about what it is that has gotten triggered inside of you when you have upset, and then how you might use it in a trusting, intimate relationship to ask for support from someone you're in a relationship with to heal the upset that's inside of you that you've become aware of. And this led someone to do his first worksheet in the group, and he was very moved because he'd seen several other people do worksheets in the group, and he had a divorce he didn't want about 6 years ago, and he'd come to realize that if he doesn't do something, he could still be upset about that divorce another 6 years from now or another 12 years from now. So he chose an aspect of his upset today that he feels is a remnant of that divorce, and we outlined a worksheet for him, and when he canceled his goal for his ex-wife today, and he breathed and asked to be shown what was the hidden part of his mind that was causing the upset, he ended up having an enormous and intense emotional release about images of himself being 2 years old dealing with his mother. And he came to see very clearly that his upset today about the divorce and what's happening with his ex-wife and his son is all about pain he's been holding inside him since he was 2 years old. And he did a beautiful piece of work and ended up feeling joyful, stimulated for most everyone else in the group, issues for them to work on, and it was phenomenal. Once again, demonstrating for himself and for the rest of the people in the group that what I'm upset about today is what I'm carrying inside of me. It's not what other people outside of me have said or done or refused to say or do that I want them to do.
But you know,
that's my offering.
Awesome. I love how it just drops people into that space if there's willingness to clean up those old dynamics. And I'm really appreciative of the fact that the universe saved the title, Why Is This Happening to Me Again, for me, because it's such an obvious title. And the way that title actually came about, I was invited by a singles magazine in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I live down there, and a singles magazine asked me to write an article for them on relationships. And so I'm a slow writer. I write, and I rewrite, and I rewrite, and I re-rewrite. And finally, I was putting the finishing touches on the article and looked at it, and the first paragraph started out, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And I went, bingo, that's the title of that workshop. When I first taught the reality management process and forgiveness work, the workshop was called The Miracle of Forgiveness. It didn't do a whole lot. But once I put forward that Why Is This Happening to Me Again title, it was like, you know, everybody laughs because everybody's been there, and it's such an obvious and powerful title. And, you know, if we don't resolve those two-year-old issues, then 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 90 years later, people are still doing the same stuff. And, you know, this gives an opportunity to point out the power of denial. When I'm two, and of course, what is a two-year-old learning to do? They're learning to blame everybody else. That's what our culture teaches them. It's part of the terrible twos, because when we are drawn away from responsibility, we're drawn away from our true being as well. And that's a very painful thing. It's a big piece of work to go back through and work through that issue. And so the child who's learning to blame everybody else, literally at that young age, is learning already how to hide parts of their minds from themselves. And until those parts of our minds make their reappearance, they're at the root of our perception, our behavior, our feelings, our thoughts, our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health. And when you look at the miraculous things that were done 2,000 years ago with the tool of forgiveness, you see why those changes take place. Because the aberrant energies that we carry from year to year to year and talk about everybody else as being the cause of our pain keep us in those distraught states. And so it's certainly a privilege to have the opportunity to share these tools with people and to make this work of this ancient work available on a planet-wide scale. And we sure do appreciate how much support we get from you and how much support you give the world, and in particular your support group. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. It's quite an honor to be part of that group.
Cool. Well, I think Jeannie's got a caller, so I'm going to hand her the phone to introduce our caller.
Area code 954, you're on the air. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
Welcome, 954.
Hi, this is Dora. Can you hear me?
Hey there, young lady. It is Release Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, it's Unstuck Wednesday.
Yes. Tell us about getting unstuck. How are things going in your process?
Well, things are okay. Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, I just woke up and I threw away the ice cream and the cookies, and there's no junk food in the house. I'm going on day six.
All right.
I do nuts and crackers with nuts and rice, and I do chocolate with stevia. And something just shifted because I'm just doing it, and I just focus one day at a time. You know, we're coming into the, you know, now we're coming into the Christmas holiday, and there'll be a lot of junk food at work, but I'm just going to just stay focused and take it one day at a time. And I'm just doing it. So I'm excited about that. And I've been thinking about going over to the prison. I asked Margaret if she'd wanted to go with me, but right now she would like to pass. But if you know of somebody else that would join me, I would be open to do it. I just wouldn't want to do it by myself. I'm afraid if there's a question they ask.
I will start doing some surveying and see what we can do. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I think with two of us,
perhaps in a day.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
Spanish might be willing to do that. That would be awesome to have it being bilingual.
Okay, good, good. And so that's where we're at today. Yes.
Cool. Well, you give us a great opportunity to strengthen a point here. And the point is, if I remember correctly, you were introduced to this work on January the 3rd or 4th, 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
3 years ago, same time with Margaret.
So for 3 years, you've been consistently, persistently doing your work on an ongoing basis. You've done what? Three intensives. You just finished doing the Women Healing Women retreat with Jeannie. And notice your shift happened. You know, and we offer to people that this is not a Dr. Feelgood process, and I know you've been through some heavy-duty layers, and there comes a point where that shift happens, and it sounds like you've reached a new level in your process, and thank you for the opportunity to make that point and to strengthen the idea that it takes doing our work. And sadly, a lot of people won't hang around long enough in order to build the brain cells and do the work that it takes to get free of those old traumas and dramas. So good work.
Definitely. And I'm so impressed with Dr. Tim and when he talks about his Tuesday night classes. I mean, they're just profound. I'm just blown away when that group does their worksheets. I just think it's amazing. They're very powerful. They make such powerful changes in that, you know, in that Tuesday night session. Yeah, so definitely impressed.
Well, maybe it's time for you to also start a support group then.
We'll see if we can find a partner for the prison, and then we'll go from there.
Awesome. Well, it's fabulous, and we'll be back there next week. Of course, we're in Boca on the 15th doing Why Is This Happening to Me Again. We'd appreciate your support in letting people know and inviting them to join us at CSL in Boca Raton. And we still don't have the final details on our workshop here in Costa Rica, but we'll be doing one either Saturday or Sunday. And that's still unfolding, but we'll look forward to seeing you, and perhaps we can create some conversations about support group in the prison and really moving that on another level. It would be awesome to have a really strong ongoing center of support like that in South Florida.
Okay, good. Thank you. And everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Blessings. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Michelle, how did the journey go to Ioni Prison yesterday?
Hi, Michael. I am at work right now, and I text Jeannie that Rex and I had talked about joining the phone call today after he had a client commitment. I don't know if he's available right now.
So you're tied up with a client. You can't really share with us right now.
Well, I'm running to the attorney to drop off a report for a court date, and so I was thinking Rex might be there closer to 1:30.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll just wait for Rex to show up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we wanted to talk together. It was critical.
In the meantime, we appreciate the fact that on a weekly basis, you've stepped up to the plate, and going into that prison is just an awesome piece of work to do. And, you know, it's interesting how many people can come up with excuses for why, oh, I can't start a support group, I can't go into a prison, I can't. And it's just the old I can't reality that people hold in their minds that they've not yet forgiven. And so I appreciate the fact that you're a can-do person, and you're stepping forward. And if something gets in your way, you're forgiving it, moving on, moving forward. It's just awesome to watch it happen with you. Are you still there, Michelle?
I apologize. I'm distracted.
Okay, no problem. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know. To be honest with you, I think I'm still in process. There was a lot that happened yesterday, and then combined with our support group, I think everything got turned up and stirred up during the day, and then with Mitzi and Rex, Tony, Rick, we just had a really powerful support group, and I'm all over the place, to be honest.
That's awesome.
I wish I could language it.
Well, it sounds like you've hit the next level of vitality, which means the next layer is going to have to come up. And remember, when we talk in the why is this happening to me again, we're trying to lay out the symptoms of healing. And on a physical level, it's any kind of physical symptom you've ever had in low energy. On a mental level, it's any kind of negative thought and confusion. So it sounds like maybe there's a little bit of confusion rolling around, and that's a perfect place to be. That's where you want to be in your healing process as you clear out those layers. You know, if I use an example, you know, imagine that I've got a whiteboard, and I shine a red light, a blue light, and a green light on the whiteboard. We'd have a clear red dot, we'd have a clear blue dot, and a clear green dot. Now, we know scientifically there's no such thing as red, blue, and green. That's why there's such a thing as people who are colorblind. Their brain does not interpret certain colors the way others do, so they're called colorblind. Their brain doesn't make it up as red and green the same way. And we know that what's there is a frequency that the brain interprets a certain way. But if I took the red, blue, and green light and made them converge on one spot, we would not see red, blue, or green, because light energy is additive and subtractive. We'd see some mix of that red, blue, and green. We'd see a confusion, so to speak. And the mind works in exactly the same way. When you start to break loose an old reality in the mind, you've got clarity on peace and love and blessing and being and doing your work. And all of a sudden, you know, perhaps a generational pattern, even out of the genes, comes forward of fear and things never change and confusion. And so when that comes up, literally in the same way that light energy is additive and subtractive, so is thought energy. So confusion is nothing more than a mix of frequencies. And as you keep breathing and you keep doing your work, you clear out the conflicting energy, and then you're back to clarity again. So that's an important step in the process, and we encourage people, once you're there, to love it, appreciate it, and be with it, because it's an important piece in the process.
That sounds reasonable, Michael. I just had a thought. It kind of was like Rex and Mitzi's were emergency room doctors, and I was the trauma patient coming into the Mind Shifter support group. And they were using all their skills, all their knowledge, all their experience to kind of triage. And the irony is, when you're talking about this confusion, is that the diagnosis was that, you know, my 77 times 70 issue happens to be my intellect. And so doing a worksheet was just about the most god-awful process, because I kept trying to figure it out, and they kept coaching me, just put it down on the paper. And I was so twisted in a bunch, because the worksheet was on me, and I'm still trying to figure out what heck happened. And all I do know is that because I was having such a hard time getting to a feeling space, that I can recognize there's denial on denial on denial, and it's deep. And they were encouraging me that I'm so close, and that keep at it, because it's just right there, right on the edge. So this summer, I remember you saying, you never know, it might be that next sip of juice or that next forkful of greens, the next worksheet. So I'm committed to the process.
It's fabulous. And, you know, think about this for a minute. Can your computer figure anything out?
No, that's because they try to tell me, like, you're trying to use the problem-making machine to figure out the problem.
Yeah. So one of the biggest addictions on planet Earth today is the pseudo-solution that the non-being mind has of trying to figure it out. You can't figure it out, Michelle. What you can do is you can forgive it, and let yourself be taught. Remember, Ruka Dikuja, that elemental force from the Aramaic, is a feminine elemental force, she who undoes the effects of your errors and teaches you the truth. You can't figure it out any more than a computer. All that the mind is, all this multi-generational database called carbon-based memory is a computer. It's just exactly like a computer. And it can't figure anything out. All it can spit up is whatever's in there. So if a situation shows up, you know, it's relationship issue A, and you have brain cells in the computer, you know, if I've got a computer that's programmed 2 plus 2 equals 5, then whenever I present the 2 plus 2, that resonance through the keys, up comes 5. It doesn't figure it out. It doesn't think it. It doesn't answer it. It just spits up whatever's there. If relationship situation A shows up and my multi-generational database says, oh, terror, trauma, going to get hurt here, then what my mind serves up is terror, trauma, going to get hurt. And you can't figure out how to change that. But what you can do when those things come up is, as Rex and Mitzi shared with you last night, put the pen to the paper, collapse that which is coming from carbon-based memory, which is what real forgiveness does, and then once you've collapsed it, simultaneously with collapsing it, you have opened a space within your mind to access directly the root. You know, like Dr. Tim shared, the two-year-old, for this fellow who did a worksheet in the support group. Thinking it had to do with a six-year-old divorce, he comes to see that the root of it, and he's going to be free of that. Are there perhaps some other vestiges, some other things to work through from that broken marriage? Yes, perhaps. But that particular piece, he's through it. And the key is, when you collapse the picture your mind is showing you, and you do that by canceling your goal, of course, and you invite that power called Rupa Dikuja to go to work, she literally, if to the level of our willingness, will go to depth, right back literally to our genetic toes and undo those things and then teach us what it was really all about. So anytime it's ever appeared you've figured something out, I'd offer you've never figured anything out. This mind, this body-mind unit can't figure anything out. All it can do is shoot up whatever information is programmed in it. Collapse when it's painful, that's a signal that there's some incorrect information in there. And when you collapse it by forgiveness, not figuring it out, not telling your story, not getting into, you know, the nitty-gritty details, I did this and he did that and she did that and they did that and on, that's all avoidance stuff. The bottom line is, you look at your goal, you cancel your goal, it collapses what's coming. You know, if it were the computer, in computer terms, if it was 2 plus 2 equals 5, it collapses the 5. And that opens a pathway for me to go to the place on the hard drive where that incorrect information is and change it. And the thing that changes it is holding love present in the space and giving Ruka access to that information, which is what you do with first century Aramaic forgiveness. Does that fit? Make sense for you?
No. Yep, and then it's interesting how many parallels to how they were coaching me last night. They're well-schooled, and I want to acknowledge both of them for a sincere and deep level of patience. Holding the space of love is important, but I was getting sick of me just listening because it was so circuitous. And I, you know, I finally, I think, had a breakthrough just because I was so defeated trying to explain to them how I was trying to figure it out. So a lot of kudos for just the patience to stay with me while I work my panties out of the bunch, because that's how it is. Dark night of the soul, it's like really a fight because that part of me wants to resist and feel safe, I guess.
I hear you loud and clear, and I want to acknowledge Rex and Mitzi, too. I talked to him for a little bit earlier today, and, you know, with the laws of living, and he's actually teaching it individually to another person who's involved in the work, and he's seeing himself go to a whole new level, and the patience and the work that it's taken for he and Mitzi to get where they've gotten. You know, they've been doing this for 30 years. And, you know, they first started doing worksheets together 30 years ago. And there's another interesting dynamic that's happening for them. Rex told me today that Rex and Mitzi, for the first time after 30 years of doing this work together, are doing a workshop together. They're going to be at the Coptic Center, and I think it's in Grand Rapids, sometime in the next week or two, I believe it is. I'm sure he'll let us know.
It's in the end of February.
Go ahead. The end of February, okay. I didn't quite catch when it was, but it's awesome. You know, there's another level, and the levels, you know. I look at this work, and there's so many times when I thought I had it figured out, and I realized it's just the last maybe 2 years, I realized that I've never figured a darn thing out. What I've done is when I've been willing to forgive, I collapse what, you know, the 2 + 2 = 5 answer my mind is giving me for this situation. And Rukka teaches me. And, you know, we've all got the whole view and goal of this work. You know, many teachings, especially religious teachings, it's anything but connect you with that inside of you. No, we want to connect you with somebody out here that's going to collect your money, take charge of your genitals, and control your political vote. That's what it's about. This work is about, and the real work of Yeshua is about connecting you. And Yeshua said it himself, I come to connect you to the spirit of truth, the inner tutor, the intuition that will teach you everything you need to know. I can't teach you anything. I can give you a tool. I can support you in using it, but there's the real teacher, and that's what this work is here to connect you and everybody on the planet with. That's when the game on planet Earth is going to change.
Okay, just so you don't have to ask, I'm breathing.
Jeannie asked a minute ago, but I got it. That's awesome. All right. Well,
yeah.
Anything else to share?
I think I'm good for now. I didn't expect this, and it was perfect. Actually, I probably
awesome.
Was avoiding that.
Well, we thank you for the work you're doing in the prison and inside yourself, and we certainly are here to support you in bringing the work forward in the unique way that you do it, and it's awesome to be on your team and to have you on ours, so much appreciation.
Thanks. We'll hopefully hear from Rex, and if not, we decided we would make sure we would both be here tomorrow.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks.
Well, blessings and love. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you have anything happening in the chat room to be aware of? Any other callers? 765, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. This is Sunny.
Hey there, young lady. What question can we answer for you today? For you?
Well, kind of processing and breathing along with Michelle. And
Hold on for just one second. My apology, we're sitting, the only place we could get an internet connection here, and we're sitting outdoors, and a huge bus just went by, so it got a little loud. So go ahead, excuse me.
Okay, this is actually tearfully processing and breathing with Michelle and through the early part of the call. I had called in yesterday regarding my daughter, and then I've done really well since Rex's workshop, and prosperity, everything, focus, progress, you name it, has been wonderful. But I took this last week and a half off to finally address reclaiming my home and my property from mass clutter in my physical absence from the long-term illness. And in so doing, I have, of course, been offered many things that wanted to trigger me, old paperwork, court documents, medical records, you name it. And I've done pretty well to
okay.
save it all.
What I really want to hear is what's your question. What I really want to hear is
today,
what's your question.
You've got an old habit.
Excuse me, hold on for just a second. You've got an old habit of filling the show with your story, your court document, your paper. I don't need to know that. What I need to know is how can we support you? What's your question?
Without a bias, Michael, briefing you that I feel in this moment that I am right back where I started, okay? And do you start completely over, or where am I? What is this process? Because I know where I've been. I know that I'm above it. But why is this happening again?
if you're still there or if anybody's still there, but I heard a tearful question from Sonny asking, why is this happening again? And then I didn't hear anything. So I don't know if Michael's still on, if Jeannie was running the switchboard, if she lost her internet connection. I don't know. And I can't get any feedback from Sonny right now, but I can just say, if I'm being heard, that question, why is this happening again, is what all of this work is about.
Dr.
Would
Tim,
have
can
to
you
be
hear me?
All of the above. So I have some background noise again. Is that Michael?
No, Dr. Tim. I wondered if you could hear me. This is Michelle. I obviously have my microphone hot, so I can log in and get the switchboard back, because you're right, it sounds like they both disappeared.
We're back.
Okay, so
I think,
are you at your computer, or are you running an errand? Michael, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, I'm back. So thank you for kicking in there. I couldn't tell whether, as I was talking away, whether I was being heard or not. When I didn't get a response, I hung up and called back in again.
Okay, well, we dropped off
so
and heard
hear
nothing after a tearful Sonny said, why is this happening again?
I know. I've got an answer to that question.
Please.
Did you give her an answer, Dr. Tim?
Give us your answer.
So, Sonny, the reason is because there's still a part of your mind, another layer that needs to surface to be cleared out and forgiven. Whenever I'm experiencing something that is other than what I consciously intended to create it, I'm not sure. I think you've got some of the videos. I'm not sure whether you've got the On Creating Consciously video. But if you do, you might want to dig that out and watch it because, you know, we're creators. I love how the Course in Miracles says it. You can't not create. But if there's a hidden part of the mind that I refuse to deal with, that I get stuck in my story or I go into talking about somebody else, I go into denial and dissociation, then when I ask for something to be showing up in my life, what shows up in my life is not what I ask for, but what resonates in my mind. So let's say, for instance, in a relationship situation, I say to myself consciously, I want wonderful, awesome, peaceful, beautiful, sweet, loving relationships. But in my file on relationships is fear and loss and abandonment and grief and abuse. Then my request resonates the fear, the loss, the grief, the abandonment, and abuse. And so that's what I create. You know, probably the greatest atrocity done to us as human beings down through the ages, and we've bought into it, is we've had hid from us the fact that we are by nature creators. You and I create what happens in our lives. We either create it consciously or unconsciously. If it is not precisely what you intended, then, you know, when they said to Yeshua, well, how do you tell where somebody's at? He says, you look at their fruit. So look at the result you're producing. That's a direct result of what's going on in your mind. And if you aren't aware of that, if you're talking about how Charlie or Bill or Mary or Terry did it, then that act of dissociating, that act of talking about someone else as though they're the cause of what's happening inside of you and in your world, then you hide deeper the part of your mind that needs to be healed. What doing the worksheets on a consistent, persistent basis is about is surfacing, becoming aware sometimes of some very painful parts of our minds and working through it. So I'd offer that's why, because you're a creator and you created it. Is it your fault? Am I saying it's your fault? No. I'm saying it's your responsibility. And responsibility, you know, most people, when they hear the word responsibility, say, you mean I'm the guilty party, it's my fault, I'm to blame? It's like, no, none of the above. There's nothing in the word responsibility about guilt, fault, blame, wrong, bad. The word simply is a tool with which to recapture the dissociated part of your own mind. Come back into relationship with it consciously. expose it to love, turn it over to that elemental force that will help you to undo it, and forgive, remove it. And there's where the solution always lies. And of course, when I'm in an intensive and somebody asks the question, well, how do I do this or that or that, I'll take my marker and I'll turn to the board and I'll write a phrase at the top of the board. And through a whole 65-day intensive, that phrase will remain on top of the board. And every time somebody says, how do I do this, I'll turn to it. And of course, it gets to be kind of funny. Everybody will laugh. It's like, oh, Michael's got a chance to say it again. All of the above, every tool we've got. Use the responsibility communication. Use the reality management process. Breathe. Utilize the mind goal management sheet. Utilize each and every one of the worksheets. And as you do, and as was just shared with us a few minutes ago by Dora, she's been doing this work for about 3 years, and she just got a major shift in her life. And I'm talking about somebody who's done serious work for 3 years. Now, has she had other shifts in the 3 years? Yes. Yes, we've kept fairly close contact with her. And she got a new level of shift that happened today. And it's a process. Not Dr. Feelgood. It doesn't happen overnight. But it is a reliable, systematic way to produce that result. So does that kind of get to the core of how we can support you today? Are you still with us, Michelle?
I thought you were talking to Sunny. You're talking to me?
I was talking to Sunny. I was just trying to get a voice to come back, so I'd know whether I was. Sunny has left the switchboard, so I just wasn't sure. Okay. Cool.
I'll take that information, Michael. It brought me to tears, and I thought again, I'm breathing again through the tears because you're speaking to what's going on.
I'm speaking to me, too. I'm speaking to all of us.
Well, it sings in my heart. Now I have to pull over. Yeah, that was...
Well, you know, when you... Go ahead.
I was going to say, what you're saying is spot on, and it's resonating something in me.
Cool, that's awesome. Well, this morning when I was talking to Rex, I brought forward, you know, with he moving the 30-year marker to a whole new level in his work, he's seen some changes happen, which give him more opportunities. But one of the quotes that came to mind as I was speaking to him, and it fits here as well, is one that is often very misinterpreted from the Aramaic because it's been translated by the Greeks as something it is not. But you hear them, you know, kind of saying, Yeshua, how do we do all this stuff? And he says, you know, you want to do what I'm saying this is possible for you? He says, you must eat my body and drink my blood. And, you know, people think that's got something to do with communion and wine. But it doesn't. That's a total misinterpretation of that statement. That's an Aramaic idiom. And the idiom means if you want to be able, you know, Yeshua says the things I do, you can do in greater. If you want to do that, then you're going to have to eat his body and drink his blood. That means you're going to have to integrate and bring into your experience everything that he knows and is. And that's what each of us is going to do as we do that, so that we end up in that posture of that level of connectedness. So that phrase about eat my body and drink my blood is about really integrating. You know, I use an example. If I were let's say I was the finest cabinet maker in the world, I make the most awesome cabinetry that you've ever seen. And you say to me, Michael, I want to learn to make cabinets like you do. If I were Aramaic, I'd say to you, well, sure, come on, study with me, and you will eat my body and drink my blood. And that would mean you're going to integrate and know everything about making cabinets that I do. You want to know how to be a conscious creator? You want to know how to live as a true human being? You want to know how to forgive? Then you're going to have to eat his body and drink his blood. You're going to have to go to that level of understanding. And so a conversation is the same for all of us, whatever level we're at. And of course, I love what Richard Bach says. We teach best that which we most need to learn. And so you get a bird's eye view here of what it is that I'm learning. Anything else to share with us, Michelle?
No, right now, not. I think, you know, Mitzi pointed out to me that I feel like I have so, well, I, excuse me, I said that I feel like I have so much work to do, and she reminded me that I've come a long way, and it doesn't really feel like it, and then she asked more specifically, she goes, are you the same person that you were in the end of May, and I had to agree that I'm not. I think just when you start to open your eyes, you see what an illusion you've really been living under, and sometimes it feels like it's too much work to have to do. And now that you won't do it, I mean, what else is there to do with my time except for do the work? I mean, really, that part's clear.
Right.
You know,
so welcome to the non-human race. When you recognize that it's overwhelm and there's too much for me to do and I can never do it. And there's your next worksheet. I cannot do this. And if you look throughout your life, how many times were you up against the reality of I can't do this? So that's just the next piece of work. That's the next opportunity. And that's the reality to forgive next. So your words tell you exactly what your next piece of work is. And so you're right on track. That's awesome. And we
that's
all awesome. Go through that. We all go through those layers.
Yesterday's Laws of Living series that we were working on was the goal management and making plans and the distinction about your mind and its inability to cease working on a goal till it's either canceled or accomplished. And so it really fits with this whole process quite nicely.
Cool. Dr. Tim, yes. Do you recognize the overwhelmed place where it feels like, oh, can I ever do this? You ever been there, done that?
Oh, yeah, years and years and years ago. And
never
then again
anymore.
Last week.
You're finished with that one. Good.
Pardon me?
I hear you loud and clear.
It crops up. You know, at the weirdest times, in the past two weekends on a Thursday or Friday, I have been triggered to 15 or 20 worksheets on the weekends. So, it's, you know, I have a friend that I work with, and we do energy work on Wednesday mornings, and almost every Wednesday morning for the past 8 years, we've been doing this work, and it's the kind of work that one of my patients recently, I had been doing that energy work with him, and then I introduced him to the worksheet process last week, and he said, as I was turning to the computer to schedule next week's appointments, he said, well, you know, this worksheet is just like that NET stuff. And I said, exactly. And he's the first patient who got it. It's all the same work. It's all
yes.
Canceling, trying to figure it out. Cancel the conscious logical mind and asking for help to see the hidden part of my mind that's keeping me stuck. And yet, even though I've been doing that work for 8 years, the worksheets for 10 or actually I've been doing that work for almost 13 years now, but consistently for 8 years had a partner working with me almost every Wednesday morning, I still have stuff to work on every single Wednesday morning. And it's stuff I've already done worksheets on, and it's stuff that I felt like I was pretty much done with. But when it gets triggered, it's just revealing to me, okay, there's more to do. You know, do the process again. Go through the loop again. And I keep going through the loop because I keep feeling better. And I don't instantly feel better at the end of each worksheet. When I'm done with a week and I look back, I know I'm better off for the process.
Even though your feelings may be getting ready for the next layer and the next level.
Yeah, it keeps coming up and showing me what's next for me to do.
Pretty amazing process, isn't it? I just, you know, I just feel so glad to have made the choice many, many, many years ago to make this my full-time occupation. And it's just been such a gift to me. And I know you understand that, and Michelle, I know you're coming to understand it on new levels every day. That's cool. So, Jeannie, do we have anything happening in the chat room or anything happening? Anybody with a hand up on the switchboard? No? All is quiet on the home front. So, anybody who's on the switchboard, we would love to hear your question. We've got about 9 minutes. If you push one, or if you're on one of those stations where we don't have access to you or you're listening in the through your computer in the chat room, then we invite you to pick up the phone and call us. Number is 646-200-4169. And if you make that call and you push 1 on your phone, Gina will magically, here in Costa Rica, have a little hand go up in her computer, which she just did, and we'll know you want to chat. So 616, you are on the air. Who are you calling from? Who are you talking to?
This is Bill Costantino calling from Caledonia, Michigan.
Well, hey there, young man. Haven't heard your voice in a while. Welcome.
I know. Yeah, it's been a while. I've been trotting the globe a little bit more than I had anticipated, but I have some home time, so it's great to be able to listen to the show again. It really is incredibly fulfilling, and just to reconnect with familiar voices in terms of you, Jeannie, Michelle, Dr. Tim, people that I've met, and it's the positive side of that triggering where my heart and mind flash link back to Heartland and the work that we did there, and it's just a huge value that this work is. It is quite miraculous, actually. So I wanted to comment on the... Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the tools, and use the tools and the variety of tools. And what's really stuck for me in a big way since getting back has been the daily mind goal management process and the commitment. What goes in is that I do them every day, first thing in the morning, and the difference it makes in a day is just incredible. If I don't do them, I feel like I haven't, it's just everything's off. It's like I'm not calibrated, and there's this hole, there's this gap. And when I do it and take the time, and there's always the excuse that I don't have enough time, but when I do take the time, the whole day just flows. I'm way more productive, way more focused, way more centered, and life's better. It's just that simple. And and I use the other tools, the worksheets, breathing, et cetera, but those two that I've worked in on a steady routine now have just making a huge difference. And just wanted to say that it works, but you gotta use them too. You have to develop a practice, deliberate practice of using those tools that'll make a difference.
Cool. And it's interesting as people grow in the work, how different tools will all of a sudden become functional for them. Where there's a point, and it sounds like those two in particular have become your favorites, and that's fabulous. Worked with one several years ago who she'd actually been to Heartland for probably 10 years out of the 13 years she'd been doing this work, and she had never touched and would not touch worksheets, just wouldn't do them. But her tool was mind shifters. She just loved doing mind shifters and breathing. And we were in Florida. We were actually staying with her back a couple of years ago, and she came to probably her 25th Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop, and she started to do worksheets in that particular workshop. About 3 weeks later, she wrote to me and she said, this worksheet has become my best friend. It's now my favorite tool. And she literally avoided it for 12, 13 years. So
yeah.
It's fun to see when the brain cells kick in and then it just starts to move.
Yeah, it is. It's really incredible. There is a line, obviously, in the worksheet that says, that we experience first what it is that we're going to give away, right? So we're the first recipient. And the thing about the commitment that's really interesting is I just do it myself, directed toward a different person every day that's not necessarily there present. but it just it generates, you know, to me, you know, using the tool, I generate the experience of love, and it's miraculous. It really is. It's just an incredibly healing and powerful state that the simple little 3 minutes practice consistently generates, and it's really an incredible gift, as they all are. But I just wanted to share those two have really been helped me deeply. And yeah, again, always grateful for the contribution you've been making forward in the world.
Awesome, sir. Thank you. We appreciate you talking about it. And those who have not experienced those tools, you can go to that same place on our website, whyagain.org. Upper left-hand corner, click and go down the list, and you'll find the Mind Goal Management Sheet there. And as you start to use it, watch the brain cells built, watch the changes take place. So thank you very much for being with us, and we appreciate you, Bill. It's awesome to have you on the team as well and to be on yours.
Yeah, great. Thank you. All right. Love and peace. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's just stay here. And Jeannie, you've got another caller for us.
607.
We're down to about 3 minutes, so 607. Where are you calling from? Give us a name.
Well, it's Richard in Ithaca. How are you guys doing in Costa Rica?
Hey, young man. We are blessed and highly favored here in Costa Rica. It's absolutely awesome.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to comment. I've, over the past 3 weeks, basically, I had gone out of town to do an introduction to the, you know, the work. And on my way home the next day, I found myself beating myself up. You know, my mind was just really was. You know, saying things like, oh, you know, you haven't forgiven. How can you be teaching this stuff? Next thing I know, I'm ailing, stomach ache, and all this stuff for a week and a half. And I think that, you know, here I am, you know, I was basically beating myself up, saying, you know, I'm not worthy of teaching this work, you know. So I'm just putting it out there.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and you guys were talking about it. It was like, yeah, here I am going through that same thing right now. And even this morning, it was sort of like a remnant of it. I was sitting with a friend and realizing that this was stuff coming up for me regarding, you know, political stuff. This has always been a trigger for me in terms of stuff. And as we were sitting there talking, and I'm realizing, then I felt stomach ache going, releasing and letting go, you know. It's like, oh, this is what this has all been about, all about this whole time, is this my reaction.
Awesome.
To, anyway, I just wanted to put it out there that, yeah, I've been going through that for three weeks myself.
So,
I actually, anyway, so
Richard,
I actually,
Richard, I'm gonna have to close the show out. I'll just, invite you to make sure you do those worksheets on beating yourself up and not being good enough. They'd be good worksheets to do, and in the meantime, the best contribution we can all make is to create the best year yet of our eternal lives. We're here to support you in that, and blessings, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.